Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. And today on our program, we have Rick Hill. He is with the Green Bikes Co-op in Walport, also part of Seashore Family Literacy. And Rick, let's talk about that just real fast. When we're thinking about green bikes, I think as you've said, this is one of the assistance programs for Seashore.
When the program started, KC, about 15 years ago, it was started by a guy named John Murray, who was a longtime Walport resident, interested in trail building and working with the trail systems. And he visited Europe and he found that they were doing bike share programs over there. So he came back, he said, well, why can't we do that in Walport? So he had this idea of assembling some bikes and letting the community ride them and you know, use them and leave them in front of the bus stop or the grocery store or whatever. And it became a very popular idea. And Santila McKinley from Seashore Family Literacy said, I like this program, and we can provide transportation in addition to the other things that we provide through Seashore, like food and clothing. So it was one of the assistance elements of her program that has existed now for over 15 years.
Yeah, since I saw you several weeks ago and we donated four bikes to Green Bikes, and I read that great article that came out, I think maybe in January by the News Times. Very interesting to learn about the history of Green Bikes and this trip to Amsterdam of the founder to see, you know, how it works other places. And, you know, it's just such a super cool thing that you guys provide this to the community. I absolutely love it. Rick, when we think about Seashore too, what are some of the other services Seashore provides the community?
Well, during COVID, what Santila has been doing primarily is cooking meals and providing lunches and takeout meals for families all over the South County area. But there's also a clothing element, and people donate coats, winter coats, and other items of clothing for children, et cetera. My wife, Mary, does two programs. She does a back-to-school program where free back-to-school supplies are provided, and also a Christmas gifting program where the kids come in and buy gifts for their parents and for their brothers and sisters. And all of the gifts are donated to the program. So a lot of programming for South County residents.
Yeah. And you had mentioned, how many bikes did you give away last Christmas?
Well, this Christmas we gave away 30 bikes to kids. And all these bikes, they're small bikes. They've been given to us over the year. We put them up in a storage locker up by the high school. And then we bring them down in November and we go through them mechanically and we repaint them. And then we get a list of families that are deserving, and we call them up and say, come and get some bikes for your kids for Christmas. 30 bikes this year we're giving away.
That's wonderful. Well, I, you know, recently went on a bike ride with my son, and, you know, with these weather breaks, gosh, it just seems like the weather has been relentless. I know that's no excuse, though, to get out and ride. You can get out and get muddy. It's fine. But he just had such a good time, so good for his health. I just think it's wonderful that you provide this. That's amazing. 30 bikes. But I do want to circle back to you just real fast, Rick. I mean, you're wearing your bike t-shirt today. And what makes you so passionate about bikes anyways?
Well, you know, I retired 22 years ago, and I started riding bikes. And I realized that if I'm going to be a serious road biker, and I cycled I did like Cycle Oregon, and I did these week-long things. And then I started going overseas with a group, and I've cycled in like 15 foreign countries.
Wow.
And you realize that you better know how to fix a bike if you're going to do that kind of riding, you know, because it's more than just a flat tire. You can lose a chain, you can lose a spoke, you can, you know, whatever. So I began learning how to fix bikes.
Yeah.
And that's when I got connected with the Green Bike Program, because I wanted to help fix bikes for John and for the other volunteers there. So the passion comes from of fixing them comes from riding them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sometimes find myself, Rick, as the designated campground bike fixer guy when we're camping. You know, kids will have something. And you know, one of the things I do is I'll say, watch what I'm doing, because you can do this yourself. You know, it might just be a flat that's easier to fix than you think. And I think that is important, because some of these mechanical things aren't really that hard to figure out. You just need a little help to do it.
We've had high school kids assigned to us both during school year and during summer vacation to learn how to work on bikes through Walport High School and through the juvenile department here locally as well. And it's amazing how quickly they pick it up. One success story was a boy named Tyler who was with us for 3 years. And we actually got a scholarship and put him through the United Bike Institute in Portland. And at 17 years old, he became a licensed bike mechanic. I think he's still working here in Newport up at the Walmart in the bike department. I'm not sure. But, you know, anybody can come into the co-op and learn how to work on bikes. You don't have to come in. You don't have to start as a volunteer and already know how to do that. We will teach you how to do that. And there are other functions you can do at the co-op as well. You can sort through the parts, and you can help organize the mess that's in there and deal yes. with the public that comes in.
Yes. Rick Hill, Green Bike Co-op, Walport. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with him on just a moment on Connections. Back on Lincoln County Connections, talking to Rick Hill, Green Bike Co-op's Walport, part of Seashore Family Literacy. Rick, let's talk about just kind of the generalized services of Green Bikes. You repair and you teach repair.
We do repair bikes. We do not charge for labor. We do accept donations for our labor.
Okay.
And we do charge for the parts that we put on a bike. But in addition to repair, we also rent bikes to tourists in Walport by the hour, by the week, by the day. We also sell bikes, used bikes. That range from $25 to $200. We got all kinds of different models and degrees of quality and degrees of rust here at the Art, because all these bikes are used. They've all been donated to us. And you can donate a bike at any time to the co-op, and we can give you a tax receipt, because we are a nonprofit. We've never bought a bike. All the bikes, and we're through, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bikes since we started. And we service them, we rent them, we loan them out to people that need them, temporarily lose their means of transportation for whatever reason, including DUIs. We call those Dewey bikes.
Oh, Dewey bikes.
We can give those to people for up to a year, no charge. And that's something we do for primarily Walport and Yahats. We also reach out a little bit beyond the South County area. We service the bicycles at the Olala Center in Toledo, and we service the bicycles at the after-school program in Yahats. And once a year, we do a bicycle rodeo, which is like a safety class at Sillette's at their health event in August. So we reach out a little bit, but primarily. You know, we started as the bike share program, and we still do that. We still put green bikes out around town. We don't paint them green anymore, so you won't see them. But we do have a bumper sticker on the top tube that identifies the bike as a green bike that you can use anytime. Just get on it and ride it.
Well, got a couple questions for you here. If I bring in a bike with a flat, it sounds to me like I could learn how to change it and you'll show me, or you could just fix it for me.
Exactly.
Both, right?
Exactly. Either one.
So how do you do that litmus test of whether someone wants to kind of learn to maybe do it in that moment or not? Just ask? Or?
It happened yesterday. A man brought in a wheel with a flat tire, and he said, you know, I need a new tube. And I said, well, you sure you need a new tube, or maybe we could just patch it?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I don't know. I said, well, let's take a look. So I started opening it up with a tire lever, and he watched. You know, and he watched the process, and after we fixed it, he said, you know, I think I can do that now. I think I can do that myself. I said, fine, that'll cost you $1 for the patch. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. Now, he may come back, you know, and want to, you know, in the future and want to do it himself. Either way.
Well, I have to say, this is so important, and I can speak from experience, because I am on the waiting list on three different websites right now for bike tubes. So, you know, I reminded myself as I'm like, yes, notify me when this product is available, website, that I can always patch a tube. But, you know, maybe we'll touch a little bit on the availability of bikes right now and what's going on there. But another question for you, Rick, is has bike rental increased in recent years in any particular way?
Well, yes. The significant change is with e-bikes, electric assist bikes. We do not deal with e-bikes at the Green Bike Co-op. We'd really rather not. We get them occasionally to fix mechanical issues like tires and chains, but we don't deal with the electronics. It's just not something we've been trained in.
Yeah.
But it is a craze, and we get more calls. Do you have e-bikes? Can you fix my e-bike? Yeah. We want to rent e-bikes.
So popular.
And they're just popping up all over the place. I don't know where to send them because there's no place in Walport where you can get them now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting knowing that this trend's probably not going to slow down at all, to see if there's any maybe small programs that come up about how to service electronics on e-bikes, you know, be something that'll be needed. So volunteers, it sounds to me like you could use a few volunteers.
Yeah, we have six or seven volunteers currently, and we're all retired people with a interest in tinkering. We have four of them are from Yahats, and one's from Newport, and three of us are from the Walport area. And we could always use another one or two. And again, you don't have to be a mechanic. You can just want to tinker a little bit and learn. Most people have worked on a bike as they were kids, when they were kids. Mm-hmm. So they have some sense of it, but things have changed.
Yeah.
Bikes have changed. So it's more technical than it used to be, but we could use some more volunteers. And we could always use more bikes. We've never turned down a bike, no matter what condition. They can be solid rust, and we'll find a part on that bike that's useful for some other bike or some other project. And we recycle the metal when we're done, so they stay out of the landfill. So a lot of people have bikes hanging in their garage or in their mm-hmm. basement or in the backyard rusting. They thought they would ride them a lot. Maybe they rode them for a year or two, and now they're not doing it anymore. So rather than keep that bike or try to sell it themselves on eBay or something, bring it to us, and we'll make use of it, make sure that somebody else can use that bike and get that bike back into service.
Rick Hill, Green Bike Co-op. We're going to take our last break. Join us for the rest of the conversation in just a moment. Thanks for joining us, Lincoln County Connections, Rick Hill, Green Bike Co-op, Walport, part of Seashore Family Literacy Center Services. Just want to punch on a point that you'd mentioned earlier, because I realized, Rick, last time I was dropping off a old water heater, I saw these two bikes in the metal pile. And this isn't really the first time I've noticed this now that I think about it. Folks, don't take your bikes to the dump. Take them to Green Bikes, because you can't find parts, or maybe rehab an entire bike that other folks think is trash.
That's right. I mean, we've never turned down a bike, and we can almost always find usable parts off that bike. And what is left over, we put in a pile, and a metal recycle guy comes and picks that stuff up and takes it to a recycle place rather than the landfill.
Yeah.
Green bike, you know, the word green, it has this ecological connotation, and
sure,
that's by design. And not only do we want people to be riding bikes and you know, not necessarily driving their cars, but we also want to do something for the environment. So that's one of the reasons it's called Green Bikes.
Yeah.
So anything, you know, metal can be recycled and should not be thrown in the landfill.
Yeah. And thankfully, you know, at the hauling center, for example, they do separate it into metal because, like you say, it can be recycled. But these parts, and in my experience the last couple of weeks as I've been sort of preparing for our riding season, is that, you know, parts are kind of hard to come by right now because, you know, maybe one of these silver linings of COVID is that folks are getting out and riding, and you guys are kind of booming right now, basically.
We did very well last year. during COVID because people wanted to get outside and because kids weren't in school. Their parents wanted them to do something active. And we brought in over $20,000 in donations for the work we did and the bikes we were able to resell. And part of that money, by the way, came from the Siletz Tribal Council. They gave us a very nice grant, and it's the second time they've awarded us a grant to help with our program. So I want to thank them again publicly for what they do for us.
Yeah, really helpful. And a reminder, too, that these proceeds go back into the big picture of Seashore.
They do. All the money goes back to Seashore. We are part of their nonprofit program. So again, it's tax deductible. We can give you a tax receipt for your donation if you donate a bike. We can't give you a receipt if we give you something else in return for like service. But we are a nonprofit, 501(c).
It sounds like cash donations would be great as well, though, too. I imagine you have needs, you have tools, you have other things that probably need to be replaced.
Yeah, we pay rent every month at our location, and we do have to buy some supplies if we can get them these days. We do get cash donations every once in a while. And sometimes people will bring in just repair this flat tire, and we say, well, that'll be, you know, $1 or $5 for the tube, and they'll give us 20 or 30 or 100. And some people say, well, if this was a commercial bike shop, you know, you'd get $80 for this. I say, okay, you know, if you want to give us $80, that's fine, but you don't have to.
Well, I have noticed that you've got a website, so if folks want to find hours, even when I Google Green Bike Co-op, it seems to accurately show your hours of operation.
We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 2, and we close at 2 o'clock because we're all in our 70s, and we need to take a nap at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But that's what our current volunteer staff can handle. It's just limited hours, and we're not there on weekends. You can call us. Our phone number is 541-563-7328, and you can leave us a message if you want to ask questions about the program.
And Rick, don't seem to have seen you really on social media. Am I accurately assessing that? Are you not on the Facebooks at this time?
We are not. We're all retired guys in our 70s, and we don't know what Facebook is.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I just wanted to be sure because I think the website is really quite a nice website and details everything. But I was looking for you on social, and I thought, I don't think they have a Facebook page. So, maybe that's something I can help you with, Rick. Appreciate you so much coming on the program today. And last question for you, for that volunteer, potential volunteer that might be interested in working down at Green Bikes. It sounds like 9 to 2 right now is basically maybe one type of expectation they'd fall into.
Yeah. Once they're schooled in how the place operates, they can come in on their own time. We have one volunteer during COVID who didn't want to come in being around other people, so he came in on Sundays all by himself and just locked himself in and worked on bikes.
Okay.
So that's a possibility as well.
Okay, good. Wow, good to know. Well, Mr. Hill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Casey, thanks for the invitation.
All right. So Green Bike Co-op, you can Google them. And I tell you, it will show up in search. Check out their website. You can find out their hours. And remember, they need bikes. And also, it's a chance for you to go down and learn how to work on your own bike, which would be of great value. So thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.